Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday night. It's the 12th of May. Good Lord, I can hardly believe it. 12th of May, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Check out American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net and the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. Okay, folks, you know, we're going to have a guest tonight, somebody who is very familiar to you, and he's going to be joining us momentarily. I tell you, when I started out this program, which I guess is like 4 years ago now, I never had any idea that the subject of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis would become such a frequent topic of conversation on this program. Now, consider the fact that Adolf Hitler and the Nazis fell from power in 1945, and Mr. Hitler died by his own hand in 1945, and the Nazis, since that time, have been subjected to the wildest and widest abuse by the international mass media, which is not controlled by the Nazis or by the Arabs. And yet, the reason why I'm saying that I am expressing such shock that the Nazis and Adolf Hitler have become such a frequent topic of discussion on this program is because of the fact that, I'm repeating myself, because of the fact that they've been out of power for a long, long time, number one, but it shocks me that this concept of the Nazis either being in control of America or being in control of George W. Bush and I guess, Barack Obama has become such a staple of discussion in the alternative media in America. I've lost track as to whether Barack Obama is controlled by the Nazis or whether he's controlled by the KGB, which presumes to suggest that he's really controlled by the Russians. So, as I say, I'm a little bit confused by it all, but it is something that I guess it does have to be addressed repeatedly because there are so many people who believe this stuff. And as I pointed out last evening, even Quentin Tarantino, the Hollywood filmmaker, was moved to refer to the History Channel, saying that it might as well be called the Hitler Channel. Now, why did he say that, ladies and gentlemen? Is it because it's Hitler's propaganda, or is it because it's a lot of material about Adolf Hitler? And that material about Adolf Hitler appearing on the History Channel, I'm here to tell you, is not, I repeat, not pro-Hitler. And yet, as I said, we seem to have an inordinate number of people, leaders in the Patriot movement, in the alternative and independent media, who are just absolutely obsessed with Adolf Hitler. Now, I get more and more emails about this all the time, and we've gotten quite a few phone calls about it here in the last few months, and I've talked to friends of mine and associates of mine who don't access the internet, and you'd be surprised how many people do not access the internet. And these are very well-read people, people who've been involved in the truth movement, for want of a better way of putting it, for a long, long time. And they are absolutely astounded to learn that Adolf Hitler and the Nazis are a regular topic of discussion. They just cannot believe it. And they're astounded that there are so many people out there who, based upon what I read on the internet and based upon people I hear calling radio programs, including this network and other networks, there are an immense number of people who really believe all this and who apparently want to believe it. And that's kind of part of what we're discussing here tonight. We are going to be joined by Mark Glenn after the break. Stay tuned.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Pfeiffer returning here. We are going to be joined by Mark Glenn in a moment. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and bring Mark up. Mark, you are there. Is that not correct?
I am here, Mike.
Okay, I guess most of you know who Mark Glenn is. If you don't, you should know who he is. He's got an excellent website at crescentandcross.com, and he's a regular co-host of two programs here on this network, the Liberty Hour with Phil Turney, the USS Liberty survivor, and also Current Issues, the radio program with Hashem Talawi, both of which are broadcast here on Saturdays. Mark also writes regularly, of course, for American Free Press. Anyway, that having been said, I just wanted to make this point, and I think this is so critical to understanding what we're talking about here tonight, that when we are talking about very serious issues about what's happening in the world today, we have to get away from this idea that the Nazis and Adolf Hitler or people who are working on behalf of the legacy of Adolf Hitler are somehow actively involved in shaping our world today, because there's absolutely nothing further from the truth. And the point is this, folks, that, you know, if we are going to base our future as Americans, as human beings, as residents existing on this planet, if we're going to base our future on a foundation of lies, a tissue of lies, then we have no future, nor do we deserve a future. Because if we cannot face the facts of the past in all of their different ramifications, what did and did not happen, and address it correctly, then we're not going to be able to understand why we are where we are today. And we are not where we are today because of the fact that the Nazis somehow have taken over the United States government or are in the process of trying to take it over. It's just not true. It's just absolutely not true. Now, this kind of discussion, as I say, has been widespread on Patriot Radio, in the alternative media, on the internet, and it has caused an eruption between a lot of people for the simple reason that now it has become very fashionable, even for patriots, to call other patriots anti-Semites, neo-Nazis, white racists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on and on. The most recent eruption came when Jason Burmess verbally abused someone who called in his radio program, and then later, as I understand it, I've listened to the tapes, Alex Jones joined in, and both of them engaged in a raucous attack on this one particular individual. Now, it's kind of interesting. I got an email from one of our regular listeners, someone who's quite perceptive about a lot of things, and he had an interesting comment, kind of in defense of Jason Burmess, which I thought was very, very interesting, and I wanted to read it to you here tonight. I had told Mark that I wanted to open up the program tonight with some excerpts from this email. And he writes as follows, and if you'll forgive me, I did some clicking here I shouldn't have done and lost the item. Okay, I have it with me in a moment, I hope. He says, "Hi, just a comment. I really believe that Jason Burmess was thinking about Eric Hufschmidt when he said words to the effect that anti-Semites should commit suicide." He says, "Seriously, well, I'm not sure, to be honest." And he goes on, he says, "As you may know, on a radio show back in 2003 or 2004, or something like that, Hufschmidt accused the whole Loose Change crew, including Burmess, of being Zionist agents, using extremely poor arguments that made him look like a complete lunatic, which he sure is." And then he goes on to say that he was told in a private conversation by another gentleman who posts some very perceptive material on the internet that the kind of language using that Hufschmidt has used is stirring up straw man anti-Judaic sentiment, which is based on gut feeling rather than the hard facts. It is counterproductive because that kind of language can be readily dismissed as anti-Semitism, simultaneously tainting rational opposition. That is rational opposition to very real Jewish power and malign influence by Jewish power in America. And as I always say, you know, and this applies to both Mark Glenn and myself and to a lot of other people, we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't when it comes to this issue. I would say this much, it's kind of interesting, you know, that is true. Hufschmidt did, in fact, accuse the whole Loose Change crew, including Burmess, of being Zionist agents, and I'm sorry to say, Hufschmidt managed to convince Christopher Bolin of this, and Bolin, and they were consulting on a daily basis, Bolin wrote an article to that effect that was published in American Free Press, and unfortunately in those days, a lot of us at American Free Press, although not all of us, I was one of the fools who got taken in by Bolin, much to my subsequent dismay, but a lot of us thought that Bolin really had some good sources and that he was really, you know, a top-notch investigator. Well, I subsequently apologized when I met Jason Burmess very briefly on one occasion. I apologized to him on my own behalf, but also on behalf of American Free Press for the fact that we published such an article. And, you know, I've seen some of the work of Jason Burmess and the Loose Change guys, and, you know, they may not go whole hog, so to speak. They may not go all out in attacking Israel or Zionism, but they do talk about the Mossad. So, I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. Now, that is not said in defense of what Jason Burmess said to this guy who called in his radio program. But the fact is that Jason Burmess did say these things, and it stirred a lot of people up, including Tex Mars, who, as far as I'm concerned, is irreproachable as far as his study and his research is concerned. And the fact that Tex Mars jumped into this and has issued some pretty powerful statements in regard to what Jason Burmess said, I think indicates that there are a lot of people now who are very conscious of these accusations of anti-Semitism and neo-Nazism and so forth, and I think it has to be addressed. Well, that is that, and I've had the floor here for quite a while, and now I want to bring up Mark Glenn and let Mark, you're only going to have a couple minutes here for the break, but of course we will certainly hold you over. Mark, go ahead.
Well, you know, I've never experienced any of this young man's work, I hate to even use that phrase, young man, and that it really underlines how old I'm getting. You know, when I first started getting these emails from people saying, you know, that he was telling whoever this caller was that he needs to hang himself and blah, 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 I said, oh, this is very interesting. And the reason that I said that to myself is because, as probably you can attest yourself, Mike, that is a very common thing. I mean, I have gotten so many emails from people claiming to be Jewish where they have all basically resorted to that kind of language. Why don't you just go and kill yourself? Why don't you just go and blow your brains out? I mean, there are more of them. That is common to more of them that I've gotten than uncommon, is what I'm saying, is that there's always this, always seems to be this theme associated with it that they would be better off if I were dead. So I thought, well, this is interesting. I'm going to have to listen to this. And so as I was listening to this, thing that is placed on YouTube by Burmese or concerning Burmese, he basically engages in the same type of aggressive tactics that you find among, I hate to sound like a broken record here, but the same kind of aggressive tactics that you will find among these very militant, pro-Israel, pro-Jewish either shills or supporters. Now, he started off with immediate laughter, and I mean very what I would call aggressive laughter when this guy talked about Jewish control of the media. He didn't say, okay, let's sit and talk about this rationally. He immediately, it was like an orchestrated outburst of laughter, you know, very theatrical, very dramatic.
And yeah, then, well, the guy wasn't on there saying, let's gas 6 million Jews.
No,
or let's have a birthday party for Adolf Hitler.
Exactly. He was stating what Jewish writers themselves now feel comfortable stating as well, which is the predominant amount of influence or outright control that Jewish interests have over the American media. Now, the first question that any astute person should ask himself is this Burmese guy, is he that out to lunch that he does not understand the reality, which is that American media interests are not owned by the Arabs, not owned by the Vatican or the Jesuits, but that they are almost solidly in total control by Jewish interests. And if he isn't aware of that, how can he be so stupid as not to be? Of course, the other side of the coin is how, if he is aware of this, then what game is he playing that he needed to react in such a dramatic, theatrical, very aggressive way, I would say, towards this caller?
Well, yeah, this is what struck me about it. You know, I got the email a couple weeks ago from, I got an email from someone a couple weeks ago, and I never even commented on it on the air. I mean, it was not something that I, you know, I was like saying to myself, okay, well, this is Jason Burmese's program. You know, he has the right to react the way he does, but, you know, it's very interesting, though, that since that time, this story has indeed, as I say, kind of taken on a life of its own. And now even Tex Mars has commented on it.
Well, and I think that it is taking on a life of its own with good reason, Mike. I mean, we are in the fight of our lives here, okay? It still is going to be a snowball's chance in hell if we can save anything of our nation. We don't have the luxury of being foolish anymore. We have to make sure that every shot we fire counts. And so when we have somebody wandering into our camp, you know, carrying themselves as an ally, saying, okay, I'm here with you guys, let's go get the enemy, and then all of a sudden he's running cover for the enemy or putting a lot of smoke on the battlefield so that we have a difficult time seeing who the enemy is.
I mean, if I were a listener of that program, I would be afraid in the future to even call in and talk about the subject for the simple reason that I would fear being subjected to the same kind of abuse.
Which is probably
Mark,
what
we are
he would
going to do the break. When we come back, I want to read that quote that I mentioned to you off the air from Mark Ellis. And then we'll continue. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're here with Mark Glenn tonight discussing this the general, not aimed at Jason Burmis so much, but kind of just in general, this problem that has emerged in the Patriot and alternative media where accusations of anti-Semitism and neo-Nazism and all sorts of isms are being hurled about with free abandon. Now, in regard to this issue of Jewish power, whether over the media or other elements of power, of other elements of influence in our society, I want to quote to you from Mark H. Ellis. Now, he is the founding director of the Center for Jewish Studies at Baylor University, author of more than 20 books. You see him, see articles by him in Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, the International Herald Tribune, the Christian Century. He's on National Public Radio and the BBC. Okay, he is a leading spokesman. And they describe him, his publishers describe him as one of the most influential Jewish thinkers of his generation. Now, he's not one of these Nutra Carta rabbis wearing crazy hats saying that Israel shouldn't be a state. But he has emerged as a very leading critic of Jewish influence because of the negative ramifications that have come along with it. And here is what he says. Though our power can be and sometimes is exaggerated, to deny it is ridiculous. Israel is the dominant military power in the Middle East, joined at the hip to the only superpower in the world, the United States. In the United States, Jewish influence is everywhere. Often used for good, it is also used to stifle dissent and orient intellectual and political life toward Jewish interests as defined by the Jewish establishment. Whether the Jewish establishment actually advances Jewish interests in the long run is highly debatable. Regardless, listen to this, folks, regardless, Jewish power is in every nook and around every corner in America. Any Jewish dissident knows this on a visceral and experiential level. Non-Jews who speak on behalf of Palestinians know this as well. Now, this is not a neo-Nazi writing here. This is Mark Ellis writing in his new book, Judaism Does Not Equal Israel. And in case anybody thinks he's a racist, the foreword to the book is written by Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu, who was one of the guys who fought apartheid in South Africa. Yes, Desmond Tutu, folks, is black, and yes, he has also been accused of anti-Semitism, and I'm sure he will be again for having dared to write a foreword to this book by Mark Ellis. Mark is spelled M-A-R-C. Ellis is E-L-L-I-S. Anyway, I mentioned that quote to you, Mark, off the air, and I wanted to read it on the air here this evening because I think it answers in many respects any claims by anyone that there is not an inordinate Jewish influence here in the United States.
While we're reading quotes from written by Jewish authors, I'd like to just read a few excerpts of an article that appeared in the Los Angeles Times on December the 19th of last year, written by Joel Stein, a Jewish writer, entitled How Jewish is Hollywood? A poll finds more Americans disagree with the statement that Jews control Hollywood, but here's one Jew who does not disagree with that. He says, I've never been so upset by a poll in my life. Only 22% of Americans now believe, quote, the movie and television industries are pretty much run by Jews, down from nearly 50% in 1964. Actually, it just goes to show how dumb America has gotten, because Jews totally run Hollywood. The Jews are so dominant, I had to scour the trades to come up with six Gentiles in high positions at entertainment companies. When I called them to talk about their incredible advancement, five of them refused to talk to me, apparently out of the fear of insulting Jews. He ends his article by saying, I don't care if Americans think we Jews are running the news media, Hollywood, Wall Street, or the government. I just care that we get to keep on running them. Now, again, this is a Jewish writer, so this isn't appearing in American Free Press or on David Duke's website. Now, and since this was the topic that basically started this little tornado on the part of Jason Furmus, the assertion that there is an inordinate amount of Jewish control of our media, you know, here we have two prominent, very well-published, well-respected Jewish writers in American journalism, basically saying the same thing. So what would Mr. Furmus have to say about this, the fact that there are Jews alleging this? And again, Mike, like I said, I don't want to sound like a broken record, and I hate to always be, jumping on the bandwagon of suspicion here, but what agenda is this young man pushing? And particularly given some of the discussions and concerns that have been raised in the last few months ago concerning one Alex Jones. I mean, after all, this is Alex Jones Network, where this Jason Furmus is broadcasting these programs. You know, I can remember it was a good 15 years ago, you know, when Bill Clinton was elected president, lots of people started realizing that things were not right with America. And so you had a lot of people starting to buy into conspiracy theories. And Limbaugh was having a real issue with this on his program because people were calling in and saying, well, you know, well, what about this and what about that? And he admitted on the air, Limbaugh said, you know, I used to believe in all of these conspiracy theories, folks, until I realized that it was going to jeopardize what I needed to do with my radio career to push these things. So people who may say in defense of Jason Furmus, well, you know, he made that video and he pointed out that the Mossad was behind it or Mossad was involved in it, whatever. Remember what Rush Limbaugh said himself on his program. He used to be a true believer, too, until he realized there were liabilities associated with it.
Very provocative. All right, folks, we are going to the break. When we come back, I'm going to expose the Masonic Nazi connection. I guarantee you, you've never heard this on Patriot Radio before. This will rock your world. Here is the connection between Freemasonry and the Nazis.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Now, I'm about to make a claim, which I can assure you is absolutely true, something that I don't think there are very many people on the face of this planet can claim, and that is this, that on one occasion I held in my hands a listing of every member of every Masonic lodge in Europe, in every country that was occupied by the Germans during World War II. Now, I must tell you that it was not in paper format. What I held in my hands were microfilms of official German files that had been seized by the Soviets and which were later sold to a private citizen here in the United States, along with many, many other documents that were taken from the Third Reich's offices, including the private residences of Adolf Hitler and his offices. And I'm here to tell you, folks, this absolutely belies the old myth that is common here in Patriot Radio that the Freemasons controlled Adolf Hitler. No, folks, what happened was when Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany, and he then did, in fact, as we know, proceed to occupy many, many countries in Europe, one of the first things that was done was the seizure and closure of the Masonic lodges and the confiscation of all their private files. And yes, folks, I held those files. I held those Masonic files in microfilm format, as I said, in my own fat little hands. Now, what I've just told you completely contradicts everything that you hear on Patriot Radio. There's nobody who can explain explain it away. It's a fact. And again, it's just one of those funny little facts that expose the myths that we are hearing in so many places on Patriot Radio and in independent media in this country. Well, Mark, we have a lot of calls lined up here, so I'm going to go to the calls. Obviously, I want you to hang on here. We have Bill in Ohio with whom you are familiar. Bill, come on up.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
How you doing, Bill?
Good. It's nice to talk to Mark. I was actually going to just, call him actually before the show and just talk to him and say hi. So,
now you got
anyway.
It.
Hi, Mark.
In front of the whole planet.
That's right. That's right. Well, hey, you know, just a couple of things. Another quote that maybe Mark might have missed, but it was a well-known Jewish figure by the name of Ben Stein. Appeared in several movies, and he's got his face all over the place. But he was asked a question, and he responded by saying, "Do Jews run Hollywood?" And his reply was, "You bet they do, and what of it?" You know,
in other words, he doesn't think that the Arabs or the Nazis control Hollywood.
It's unbelievable, Mike. I don't even know the disinformation agent is. I think that's too kind. These guys are shills. They're complicit now in just outright lies, distortions. These are diversionary tactics. I read the transcript from Jason Burmis, and basically, you know, a caller had called in saying, you know, that the Jews seem to run 90% of the media and all the Hollywood movies. Burmis hung up on him and said, "Everybody hates the Jews. You know, people don't like the Jews for some reason. It's not a Jewish conspiracy. Get over it. I'm sorry. Hook-nosed people don't run the world. They don't suck the blood out of babies in a weird ritual you believe in. Jews run the media. They're like rats and cockroaches. Give me a break, dude. Go hang yourself." You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the kind of stuff that they're pulling. There's no intelligent conversation there, you know, none at all. He himself, I think, is, by blood, he's Jewish. And of course, Alex has a son named Einstein, Einstein Jones, with his, Jewish wife. I think her name was Violet Nichols, if I'm not mistaken. I've done a lot of research on her. So it's, you know, the deeper you dig, it you know, the
well,
more
you know,
you
I
see.
Have to say, I don't even fault Alex for that. You know, he can marry who he wants to marry, but when he starts lending his support or using intemperate language to defame people simply because they dare to talk about Jewish influence in the media, I mean, that's kind of problematic. I mean, I just heard the other day that Alex's program is now being carried on ABC's flagship station in New York City.
That's
now,
because he's a Zionist.
What's that?
That's because he's a Zionist, Mark.
Well, it does, you know, it raises questions in my mind.
If he was telling the truth, would he be mainstream? No, of course not.
Well, you know, these are all uncomfortable facts that we're talking about here. They are facts, and we're discussing someone else's opinion, and that's Jason Burmis' opinion that the Jews don't run the media, the Jews don't have a powerful influence in the media.
They're liars.
But, you know, I'll just for the record, I will say, as I've said 100 times in this program, Jewish families or financial interests control the following newspapers: the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, Time, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, The Weekly Standard, The New Republic. That doesn't even include all of the small city newspapers controlled by the Newhouse family. Nor did I mention ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Right, but they don't control the Internet, Mike, and that's what's killing them right now. These guys are liars, and they're there to do one thing, and that's protect the synagogue, and that's what they do. I have no use for them. They are useful idiots. They're complicit. They're liars, and in my case, in, as far as I'm concerned, they're criminals.
All right, Bill, I appreciate your
call. Thanks, guys. We'll see you later.
You know, before we go to the next call, I need to mention something else that I should have mentioned in the context of talking about those Masonic files. What reminded me of that this evening is the fact I was just reading David Irving's book on the Nuremberg Trials. And if anybody's familiar with the history of the Nuremberg Trials, they know that there was an American soldier named Burton Andress, who was a real vicious, vicious type. I'm not going to use the kind of language I'd like to use to describe him. And he was the jailer of the Nuremberg defendants, some of these distinguished generals and diplomats and other folks whose necks were broken, with the exception of the gallant Hermann Goering, who poisoned himself, whose necks were broken at Nuremberg. Do you know that immediately following the Nuremberg trials, the inner circle, the Masonic inner circle, the Templars in London, invited Burton Andrus as a guest of honor to attend a dinner in London? Now, why would the Masons do that, ladies and gentlemen, if they were running Adolf Hitler and the Nazis? Well, you know why they did it, because they weren't running Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. All right, we have Lindsay in Georgia. Lindsay, welcome back.
And hey, good evening, Mike, and hello, Mark. How are you?
Hi, good to hear from you again.
Yeah, it's a genuine pleasure that you've devoted an entire show to helping to expose two major shills, one of whom is about to get his own show on XM Radio starting in June. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, Alex Jones was bragging that he's going to have his own show on XM Radio starting in late June. And guess who runs XM Radio? Well, no, I mean, just this is insane. Did you think that you would be able to get a show on XM Radio?
Well,
if I could interject a little story here before the show tonight, Mike, I was having a conversation with our good friend Hisham Talawi, and he had been invited to be a guest on a particular radio program. I wouldn't say that it's a huge radio program, but it's a small network that is owned by Jews. And when this host asked Hisham to come on the program, he immediately wired him back within 5 minutes and said, "I'm sorry, we're going to have to cancel. I've just been informed by the owners of this network that you are not to be on this program because you are, quote unquote, one of the most notorious Jew haters in the world." So this was just a small little radio concern, but the Jewish management decided that Hisham Talawi was not going to speak on this. So if they,
you know, that's absolutely ridiculous, because I think Hisham has gone out of his way to, and if there's anybody in the world, this Palestinian man who has reason to hate Jews and to hate Israel, it's Hisham Talawi. Mm-hmm. And I think he has been a gentleman and a gentleman mm-hmm. in dealing with this subject matter, which is particularly controversial for him to discuss because of the fact that he is a Palestinian and a Palestinian Muslim to boot. So the very fact that this has been done to Hisham Talawi just says a whole boatload about what we're talking about here tonight.
Well, my point in bringing it up is that, you know, this is if they would be willing to go after what is a relatively small fish to keep him from being able to speak his mind, then what are these more powerful groups going to do? You know, are we to assume that they are going to be more open-minded when they've got even more to lose than these smaller radio concerns? But anyway, Lindsay, go ahead with what you're saying. Sorry.
No, Mark, it's all right. You've got so much to offer to the conversation, expounding upon what it is that I was saying. But here's my main point. The man who runs XM is Mel Karmazin, Karmazin, who's a virulent Zionist.
Uh-huh.
And well, the major point is that neither you nor Mark nor Hisham nor John Stettmiller, none of you would ever be able to be on such a large audience gathering program as either Sirius or XM or an ABC affiliate. But you've got a man who's been screaming from the rooftops on his bullhorn, supposedly confronting the big wigs and getting in their hair and causing all this ruckus. And yet, having said all that, having done all that, he is now able to reach millions upon millions of people.
Uh-huh.
Do you not? Now, look, it is what it is. In the protocols, I believe it's Protocol 12, it says that, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but it said, but I'm paraphrasing, that we only allow the people on our media who we decide to have a voice, and that is in the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, Protocol 12, wherein they speak about the control of the media, that only they will choose who has a voice, and anyone basically who doesn't reach a large audience, they're marginalized. They're not of any consequence. So that should, when you add that on top of the fact that that what Jason Burmes did, and Alex Jones chimed in as well, beat up on this guy the next day, I believe it was. So when you've got all of this...
Hey, Lindsay, let me interrupt for just a second. As this poor little writer of books that are only distributed by American Free Press, although some of them have gotten some widespread distribution, I must say, I have to tell you that when I walked into Borders Books a couple months ago and saw Jim Marr's crazy book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, right up front in Borders Books, among the recommended titles in nonfiction, I had to stop and say to myself, what's going on here?
You know exactly what's going on, Mike. It is what it is. We are now at the stage where these people know that we're onto them. Uh-huh. And they are doing everything in their power, and they do have the power, let's be honest. They're doing everything in their power to steer the goyim, the golem, as I said on your show last night. The golem is nothing more than a metaphor for the Talmudic control of the animals, the non-Jews, the goyim. They're steering, they're using shepherds like Alex Bullhorn, Foghorn, Leghorn Jones, and Jason Burmes. You know, Jason Burmes is the new face. He's the young face. Mm-hmm. He's this good-looking, you know, wear his baseball cap backwards type of guy, who's just leading the people who don't know any better because they're controlling the conversation. That's the term that these people use, quote, controlling the conversation.
I don't even want to focus specifically on Alex, although I'm still upset about the fact that Alex said he was going to have me on my show.
He won't have you on. He can't have you on, Mike, because if he has you on his show, you're going to put him in his place. You're going to expose what he and Jim Marsh tried to do by insulting you and not allowing you to defend yourself. So if he ever had you on his show, you would expose him to his audience. How could he do that? He can't do that.
Well, I'm sorry to say, I as I always used to say to our friend Jim from Texas, God bless him, I used to say to Jim, I wish you were wrong, but I'm afraid you're right.
And that's
the point. You know, it strikes me, this kind of reminds me of Rosemary's Baby. We have this innocent woman. This innocent woman can be compared to the Patriot Movement. This innocent woman has been impregnated by the devil. And she's giving birth to the devil's spawn. The devil's spawn, in this analogy, is all this nonsense about the Nazis being behind Adolf Hitler and being behind George W. Bush and Barack Obama and actually controlling the mass media in America. And
but
it ain't
see,
the Nazis.
But see, when Alex went on the air and said that the Arabs control Hollywood, and then he said, I followed the evidence. I've done the research. There's no way that Israel, quote, I've done the research, and there's no way that Israel could have pulled off 9/11. This man is a liar, because all of the evidence has been there for how many years now? 4-5 years since the Israelis who were caught dressed up like Arabs dancing on top of their van trying to get.
That goes back to 2001, and that's 8 years in my math.
Eight years ago. So here's my point. You've got Jason Burmes, who's the new face, the clean face, the young 20-something-year-old man who Alex has groomed to be the young face for Alex's movement, and it is Alex's movement. It's not our movement. It's Alex's movement, and we all know what kind of movement his movement is. It's a.
Well, I'm not sure where that movement is going, except over the cliff and taking us with it.
Or
all right, we are going to a break. Lindsay, I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Mike.
Very valuable input there. We'll probably have room for one more caller. We have Stephen calling from the United Kingdom. Let's get an international voice up here in the air with us. This is a most unpleasant conversation, ladies and gentlemen, but it's one that is brewing all over the Internet, and it's something, I guess, that we do have to discuss. It's almost inevitable, Mark, as I said, that we've come to this because I never expected that I was going to have to spend so much time over the past year and a half in particular talking about all this Nazi nonsense. And we're not even talking about the Holocaust. We're talking about the things that are happening in our world today that the Nazis have absolutely nothing nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are going to the break here, folks. Mark, we have a few seconds here before the break.
Yeah, I would just
comments?
Like to say one thing. I know this is kind of anecdotal, but people who would kind of smirk at what you said before about, or actually what Lindsay said, that actually what my brother-in-law Bill said, which is that the Internet is terrifying them, and these kinds of open discussions that we're having are what frighten them the most. You know, I would remind people to go back, look at your Gospels as kind of historical documents, and look when the rabbis found out that there was this crazy guy out in the desert named John the Baptist talking to people, they sent their spies out to find out what he was saying because they figured he was working against them.
The more things change, the more they remain the same, or what should we say, history repeats itself. All right, when we come back, we've got Stephen calling from the United Kingdom.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
All right, folks, we're wrapping up the hour here. We have Stephen from the United Kingdom. Stephen, welcome aboard.
Good evening, Michael, and good evening, Mark.
Welcome aboard.
Hi there. I've got a few comments to make. First of all, it's very easy to tell where the control is coming from, because look at the style of Jones and Bamas. You know, he's very overbearing, he's very aggressive, and they never, ever listen, okay? It's the essence of fascism, isn't it, a little bit, that when we don't like things we don't agree with, okay, we try not to listen to it, and we try to almost physically use our voices to drown them out. And that's exactly what goes on quite a few of Alex Jones's shows and Bermas as well. And it tends to crop up with the Jewish question, with the Zionist question. And I think that when you look at 96% of the media is owned by the Zionists, okay, then you can start to see how those with the loudest voices, those who can shout the loudest, okay, are in control, because they're misdirecting people away from the material. I mean, you need to look at what happened to Irving and Zundel to see what happens to people. You even had riots on the street with Zundel, where they do anything to prevent people from looking at the material. And I think that's what really scares Murdoch and Rockefeller, is that the internet is finally making people look for the material, and it's readily available. What do you think about that, Michael?
Well, I would agree with that 100%. And my great fear is, I think we see it all the time, increasing efforts to control what is on the internet. We have some tough times ahead. There's no doubt about that. Mark?
You know, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong about this, but, you know, one of the first things, the way I understand it, one of the first things that Lenin did when he took over the Soviet Union was to establish anti-communist, anti-Bolshevik movements, false movements, so that it would act as a flypaper to find out who the troublemakers were, and at the same time, steer these movements into directions where they would pose no threat to the revolution.
Absolutely. They called that the trust.
Exactly. So this is just more of the same. They understand that the biggest enemy that they have is public awareness about what is going on, particularly as the world is crumbling down around them, around people, and people want answers. They want, more than that, they want justice. They want the people responsible for this to face justice. And so they know that they have to deflect us. They have to point up and say, look, up in the sky, you know, as the mob is coming towards them. So I think that, like I said, I've held out my opinion of Alex Jones and his entire operation. I've given him the benefit of the doubt and said, well, you know, sometimes people, you know, when they're in a low place, they have to stoop, and there are things that they have to do to, you know, go along, to get along, whatever. But with this latest development with this Burmans character, I would say that my suspicions now have become conclusions, and I think that we have two rats amidst us.
Well, you know, I just have to say this, that it all comes back to what I said at the beginning. You know, we are, unfortunately, there's been this massive foundation of lies that has been built up within the Patriot and alternative media. And ironically, this foundation of lies is coming out of the very Freemasonic forces that Adolf Hitler
himself... Well, just look at the Cynthia McKinney interview.
The strange world
we live in. Just look at the Cynthia McKinney.
Stephen, we are running out of time, but I appreciate your call all the way from the United Kingdom. Thanks to Mark Glenn for joining us here tonight. We will certainly carry on this discussion as necessary. And if someone wants to call in and defend Alex and Jason some night this week, they're more than welcome to do it. All right, folks, have a good evening.
With recent